Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Please recognize Representative Bands for a special presentation.
Representative Bands, you're recognized for a special presentation.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Members, I respectfully want to thank you for the opportunity to take a moment of personal privilege today. With me at the front of the House chamber are Police Chief Brandon Klaibs from Midwest City and two of their officers, Sergeant Jeff Harbin, Captain Kenneth Sloan. Brandon and I were in a Leadership Midwest City class in 1991. Little did I, in my wildest dreams, imagine that you and I would be standing on this floor in this chamber in this event today. Bill Case was also a member of that class. For those of you that served with Representative Bill Case, that seems like a lifetime ago. April the 9th, a Thursday, 4 weeks ago, day after tomorrow. This place empties pretty quickly on a Thursday afternoon. A and B, thanks to Representative Miller, was meeting. I had three bills, and I was standing in and pitch hitting for Representative Cootie on a fourth bill to be heard in appropriations and budget. And Representative Miller was kind enough that when he got down to the first bill of mine on the agenda, he let me go ahead and hear the rest of the bills that I had on the agenda. So I left the Capitol a little bit earlier than I thought I was going to be able to get away. As is normally the case, when I leave the Capitol and I'm headed home for the day, I call my wife. We were about halfway down Freedom Freeway, probably about the Sooner Road exit, and my hands free. I call and ask her for something I need to stop and pick up at the store, need to pick up laundry, need to pick up something at the pharmacy. The normal chit-chat and chatter. She said, no, we've got everything we need. But she said, honey, something's not right. She said, there is smoke everywhere in our neighborhood. And by that time, I could kind of see out in front of me to the left huge billows of black clouds of smoke emanating from an area that was precariously close to where I live, or in the direction, certainly, that I was headed. So we stayed on the phone with one another, and I got out to Westminster off of 29th and made the left turn to go north, looked down, and there were emergency vehicles blocking Westminster. So I knew that something pretty catastrophic was going on. Made the right turn into my neighborhood, and the first house on my left was totally engulfed in flames, their yard. Concerned, but not that big a deal. I live three more blocks east and two blocks north. It's getting awful close, but I didn't think there was too much to worry about because, after all, first responders were there, and it appeared to me, as a passerby, that things were under control. Pull in the driveway, open the garage, pull the car in, get out, go in, greet my wife, walk through the kitchen and look out the back window, and my backyard was totally engulfed in flames. I said, honey, our backyard's on fire. She'd been in the house and didn't even know that it was burning, literally burning down around us. I step out the back. 2 days before that, you recall, we had our last hard freeze, and so I had unhooked the hose and had put the caps back on the outside faucets so they wouldn't freeze. And so I was fumbling trying to get that off, get the hose hooked up, and my little garden hose trying to knock down a fire in my backyard. And it was fruitless. They were already fighting fully engulfed structure fires a block to the west, and the water pressure was not what it ought to have been in my home. And my wife was hollering at me, we've got to get out of here, we've got to get out of here. So I dropped the hose, went back inside, and we grabbed the little metal box that we keep important documents in, Social Security information and marriage licenses and those kind of things, a little fireproof box. We grabbed that, get in both cars, close the garage, and begin to leave the neighborhood. go down to the entry of the neighborhood where I had encountered the first responders, and a Dell City unit had just arrived. And on the back of that unit was a neighbor of ours who lived two blocks to the east. And I got out of my car, and I hollered at him. I said, "Brandon, our house is on fire." And they took off, and I thought they were going up to my house because he knew where we lived. Instead, they turned down the first street on the left and began to get in the game on the two houses that were totally engulfed in flames at that point. I then went ahead and went back to my home, and it was there that I encountered Sergeant Jeff Harbin. He was evacuating the neighborhood. I asked permission to go back into my house to grab another handful of file folders and some thumb drives off of my computer and anything that I could carry out. And I'm not sure what he told me. He probably told me no, and I went ahead and did it anyway. I went in the front door, didn't go in the garage. The wind was 40 and 50 miles an hour out of the west. Smoke was rolling. We were literally in a firestorm in the neighborhood with embers from trees in a undeveloped area that was just two blocks to our west had been totally engulfed in flames. And it was there. Yards all around our home were on fire, as well as already a couple of structure fires. I grabbed some things, and as I turned to leave, my last visions of my home, which I thought was on fire at the time, because the east side of the home, away from where all of the other fires were being fought, my stockade fence had become totally engulfed in flames because there was a pile of leaves right behind it. And that's the last visual memory that I have of leaving that day. But Sergeant Harbin went into action. He was charged with the responsibility of evacuating everybody, but he became a firefighter at that point. He literally jerked the stockade fence and the gate off of the two posts. They'd kind of become compromised at the base, but he jerked that fence away from my house and took my neighbor's garden hose and knocked the fire down on the east side of my house, and that literally saved our house. And I never had any question about our home being intact because my wife and I got out safe. We were just hoping we had a house to put it in when we got back. And we did. The point of this presentation today is simply to put a face on first responders. I want you to think about your hometown and your district and the towns that are in your district. Think of those folks that you went to school with that are now police officers, sheriff deputies, firefighters, either paid full-time or volunteer firefighters. When disaster strikes in Oklahoma, we just have a tendency to respond. And we do it without thinking twice about our own safety, but we do it on behalf of the mission that we have that we're committed to. These are people that you go to church with. These are people that your children go to school with. These are people that have children and grandchildren that play in the little leagues in your communities. That day, April the 9th, all over the state of Oklahoma, those of you that represent Stevens and Carter counties know what it was like down in Velma. Cleveland County, east of Draper Lake. Lincoln County, Representative Morgan, in Wellston. Payne and Logan counties. And that was just where we had fires that we were fighting. In the eastern part of the state, you were ducking tornadoes. It was a pretty traumatic day for most of Oklahoma. We have the opportunity today to have a citation read, and we're going to present it to these two police officers who were instrumental literally in saving my house. But I want you to think in terms of them being representative of all of the folks across the state of Oklahoma that engage in our respective communities when disaster strikes. So, Mr. Speaker, if you would please allow the clerk to read the citation.
The clerk will read.
Whereas within the last year, Oklahomans have experienced the effects of a hurricane, flooding, tornadoes, ice storms, excessive snow, drought, earthquakes, and wildfires.
Welcome to Oklahoma.
And whereas April 9, 2009 began as any other abnormal Oklahoma weather day with 10% humidity and 50 mph wind. And whereas at 2:49 p.m., emergency 911 received a call for assistance and dispatched first responders from the Midwest City Police Department and Midwest City Fire Department, who were later joined by officials from the Oklahoma County Sheriff's Department and police officers and firefighters from multiple central Oklahoma communities. And whereas all who responded battled a firestorm of catastrophic proportions in an area covering portions of House District 101 and Senate District 42. It destroyed 12 Midwest City homes and 58 Choctaw homes with a property damage in excess of $30 million. And whereas the Oklahoma House of Representatives and the Oklahoma Senate acknowledge the professionalism, courage, and skill of the Midwest City Police Department and Midwest City Fire Department as a representative of all who responded to this disaster. Now, therefore, pursuant to the motions of Representative Gary W. Banz and Senator Cliff Aldridge, the Oklahoma House of Representatives and the Oklahoma State Senate extend sincere appreciation and directs that this citation be presented.
So on behalf of the 35,000 people of House District 101, where there was a path about 7 miles long and a half a mile wide that was literally burned out, and the 35,000 people, give or take a few, that you represent, I would like to present this citation to Sergeant Jeff Harbin and Captain Kenneth Sloan on behalf of all first responders from the state of Oklahoma.
Thank you, Representative Banz.